This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report recorded on Wednesday, January 10th, 2018. I'm Mark Belanger.
Brothers and sisters, we are going to turn America right side up with a real working class movement of American workers who stand and fight and win together.
That is Richard Trumka, the president of the AFL-CIO, the largest labor federation in the United States, speaking to a convention of the Screen Actors Guild, AFTRA. He wants the U.S. labor movement to intensify its struggles to include all workers in the country as well as union members.
Brothers and sisters, we're going to tear down the barriers and remove all the boundaries between us, union, non-union. Never heard of unions yet. We're going to reach out to everybody who works for a living, and we're going to build a new working class movement. And we won't let employers or politicians tell us who's in our movement and who's not. Working people will decide who's in our movement. We will. That's our job. That's our responsibility. And we will stand, and we will fight, and we will march, and we will struggle, and we will win with every single worker who needs us, because we're the American labor movement. We know solidarity, and we won't be denied. You see, what we need is the willingness to see our and use our solidarity, to stand together, to let every worker know that whoever stands with us will have a friend for life, a powerful friend, thousands of friends, millions of friends, who will not just when it's easy, but when it's hard, especially when it's hard. And the harder it is, the longer we'll stand. Right now, there's a young African-American child about to commit a crime because they're hungry and they can't get a job and they don't know another way. Right now, there's an immigrant worker that's being denied wages and being discriminated against and threatened with deportation. Right now, there's a middle-aged man and woman that are receiving a layoff notice somewhere. Their world shattered. Their whole world shattered. But we're going to stand with them because they need us to stand with them. We're going to get it done. We're going to start at the local level, and we'll build to the national level. And we'll keep building for global prosperity and fair trade and good jobs and justice and a sustainable economy here and abroad. We're going to turn America right side up. You hear me say it, you'll hear me say it again. We're going to get it done, and we will always, always keep reaching and keep fighting. That's the key. That's what we need to bring out the best in our country and in ourselves to build the future that we know that we can have and must have for each of us and for our kids and grandkids. And we will never, ever give up or back down. And together we will win for our families, for each other, for our future, for our country. Standing together, working together, organizing together, voting together, winning together, today, tomorrow, next month, and next year. You see, it's our legacy. It's our time to create the traditions that they talk about in the years. It's our time to take America back for every last child and every last worker. And together, together, that's what we'll do. God bless you.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.